It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. In New Mexico, the first trial run of same-day voter registration took place in a low-turnout special congressional election on June 1st, allowing people to register at early voting centers in the final weeks of balloting, including Election Day. In all, over 2,000 residents seized on the opportunity to register in the final 4 weeks of the election. Democratic Party voters accounted for 53% of all registrations in the final weeks, including 50% on Election Day. About 32% of late registrations were for the Republican Party. Conservationists support the Biden administration's commitment to conserve 30% of the nation's lands, waters, and oceans by 2030. And they want this to be the year Kastner Range is declared a national monument. Fred Martino has more.
Grassroots community leaders such as Angel Peña with the Nuestra Tierra Conservation Project say the area's status should be elevated to a monument. He says that would protect its role as a water conservation sanctuary and habitat for diverse mountain wildlife and vegetation.
For a community that has seen, especially over the last 4 years, some brutal xenophobia, militarization of the border, a mass shooting, and the continued separation of families, this acknowledges the communities that surround places like Kastner Range.
El Paso Congresswoman Veronica Escobar has reintroduced a bill to designate Kastner Range as a national monument. The designation would protect the 7,000-acre area previously used by Fort Bliss and conserve the ecological, cultural, historical, and natural integrity of the land. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
And in more news, the city of Las Cruces presented a spending plan for over $24 million in American Rescue Plan Act funding on Monday. For more, we turn to Madison Staten.
Over $24.7 million will be distributed to the city of Las Cruces under the American Rescue Plan Act. Funding priorities, which include support for both public safety programs and infrastructure projects, were presented to the Las Cruces City Council. Councilor Gabe Vasquez says he would like to see a portion of American Rescue Plan Act dollars go toward projects that foster a long-term economic recovery plan, pointing to a previously proposed business incubator as one example.
I think this is where we could really have some robust community input as to what capital projects might serve the community in a long-term capacity. Things like that business incubator come to the top of my mind in terms of what can we use this money to reinvest in a way that has a return on investment longer than just the recovery period after COVID.
Areas of focus include $2 million for public safety programs like mobile integrated health, $10.4 million toward community and economic development initiatives, and $3.5 million for water and sewer infrastructure needs. The majority of the council indicated they would support the proposed distribution of funds, though expressed a need to see a more in-depth breakdown of how the money will be used. Councilor Yvonne Flores specifically stressed a need for more information regarding community and economic development initiatives.
We don't know exactly what areas we can focus on to access that 10.4, because that's community and economic development initiatives. That to me is very vague. Rome wasn't built in a day, and I don't think that we have sufficient information.
The proposed plan also designates funding to help the city recover from pandemic-related revenue loss. According to Grants Administrator Amy Johnson Basford, almost $6.9 million in city revenue was lost due to COVID.
The decision was made to take the revenue loss that was calculated and reinvest it in public projects that would benefit the community. This will lead to additional employment for those in the construction sector and provide, of course, gross receipts tax coming back into our community to benefit the overall community.
Councilor Ioana Bencomo says the city must implement an out-of-the-box funding approach to ensure an equitable distribution of funds. She cited the creation of a guaranteed basic income program as one way to help residents most in need.
This is not money that we thought we were going to get. So why would we allocate this money in a business as usual approach? A guaranteed basic income program funded at $250,000 will not go as far as one that is funded at $2 million to actually get at a large number of people in our communities and actually make a giant impact in the way that we begin addressing poverty and legislating around poverty as a city and as a state, frankly.
Councillor Tessa Beda-Stuvey says she is pleased many of the funding priorities are projects already on the city's radar, noting that American Rescue Plan Act money will help with project efficiency.
I like to see completion of projects as well, because once we can do that, we can move on to other new things. And so we're creating a service or giving something to our constituents and the community that is necessary, and then we're able to look at bold new items.
The council will further discuss the city's American Rescue Plan Act funding priorities on July 12th. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.